Hey there, dopamine seekers. This is Leo Weston, your guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that impacts every single one of us, building healthy relationships. Now, I know what you're thinking. Leo, isn't that a bit obvious? But trust me, there's a lot more depth to it than just being nice. We're talking about the nitty-gritty, the real talk, the stuff that makes those connections truly rock solid. Because let's face it, relationships can be a wild ride. There are moments of pure joy, laughter that shakes your core, and a sense of belonging that feels like coming home. But then there are those times when things get, well, a little messy. Arguments flare up, misunderstandings run rampant, and suddenly you're both staring each other down like enemies in a silent film. Sound familiar? But here's the good news. Navigating these bumps in the road is all about mastering communication and conflict resolution. It's like having a secret weapon to unlock stronger, more fulfilling connections with the people who matter most. So buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your approach to relationships. First things first. Active listening. No, I'm not talking about pretending to listen while scrolling through social media. I mean truly hearing what the other person is saying, even when it feels uncomfortable or challenging. It's about paying attention to their words, body language, and tone of voice, absorbing it all like a sponge. Ever notice how sometimes someone just needs to be heard? Just being present and letting them vent can work wonders. Next up, clear and honest communication. This is where things get real. It's about expressing your thoughts and feelings directly, without beating around the bush or playing games. You know that feeling when you hold back what you really want to say? That bottled-up tension just festers and eventually explodes in a messy way. Be brave enough to speak your truth, even if it's hard. Thirdly, finding common ground. We all have our own perspectives and experiences, which can sometimes lead to clashes. But remember, there's always a middle ground. It's about recognizing shared values, focusing on solutions instead of blame, and being willing to compromise. Think of it like building a bridge. Both sides need to contribute to create something strong and stable. Fourth, managing your emotions. This one is crucial. We all get emotional, but it's important to learn how to manage those feelings in a healthy way. Take a deep breath, count to 10, or step away from the situation for a moment to cool down. Otherwise, you risk saying something you'll regret later. Remember, it's okay to take a break and come back when everyone is calmer. And finally, practicing forgiveness. Holding on to grudges is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down and makes it harder to move forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful behavior. It's about releasing the anger and resentment that's holding you back. It's a gift you give yourself, not them. Okay, so let's paint a picture. Imagine your best friend has just spilled the beans about something embarrassing you did, totally ruining your reputation at work. You're furious. Your first instinct might be to lash out, say hurtful things, and end the friendship. But take a deep breath. Remember our 5 key takeaways. Instead of reacting impulsively, practice active listening. Really hear what they have to say. Maybe there was a misunderstanding, or they were trying to help in their own way. Express your feelings honestly, but calmly, focusing on how their actions made you feel, rather than attacking them personally. Try to find common ground. Perhaps you can both agree that it's important to be more careful about sharing personal information, and do manage your emotions by taking some time to cool down before responding. And finally, practice forgiveness. Holding on to anger will only hurt you in the long run. It takes courage to forgive, but it's ultimately the best way to heal and move forward. Remember, relationships are like precious gardens. They require constant care and attention to thrive. But with these 5 key takeaways as your guiding principles, you can cultivate strong, meaningful connections that bring joy, support, and laughter into your life. So go out there and start building those awesome relationships. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the love and create a world where everyone feels connected and valued. Until next time, keep seeking that dopamine boost, but remember, it comes from within and through genuine human connection. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.